Okay, breaking news. Private school strip club teacher banned. That's the headline. Oh. An IT teacher who threatened pupils and took some to a strip club while he was drunk during a school trip has been banned from teaching for 3 years.
Only three?
So actually, if he was banned in 2019 and he wasn't teaching 2020 and it's 2021 now, he should be teaching again sometime this year.
To keep in mind when I have children.
Okay, that's like a... That's bad.
It's pretty bad. I've got...
I mean, it's only 3 years. I thought they'd be banned for life.
His actions included drinking with pupils, allowing one or more pupils to drink alcohol despite being under the legal age of 18, threatening to kick the head in of one pupil.
Sounds like a legend.
And kill another.
Oh my god,
it's a bit extreme.
Only banned for 3 years.
Oh, I'm like halfway through the list. Okay. Telling one pupil, I'm not in trouble, you'll be in trouble. After being aggressive to one pupil, this is my favourite, he kissed the boy's forehead and told him, you're all right. Oh, then there's the, this is what the main issue comes from, taking one or more people to a strip club, acting aggressively towards the woman leading the trip when she tried to help him, when she tried to help him pack his tent.
Pack his tent?
Yeah, so I guess we were camping. But then this one says exposing himself to the woman in a shared hotel room. So yeah, it's a whole list of bad stuff there.
So he's going to be teaching this shit.
I don't know. He does sound like a legend. I feel like we would have enjoyed it at the time if we were on the trip.
Completely off the rails.
It sounds like a teacher who's on his good side, right?
I mean, if I was on that trip, I would have had a great time.
That's the thing. At the time, we would have enjoyed it. But then looking back, it would have been questionable.
Yeah, but I mean, if your parents probably wouldn't be so happy, but I would be happy. Like,
yes, Matt. I don't know, I feel like he either really loved his job or he really hated his job and there was no in between, you know?
I think he just didn't care.
No, this is fucking...
He's a legend.
He heard Trip and he just disregarded the kids, you know? Oh, hi. Didn't see you there. I'm Ryan Burr and you're listening to the Burn Friends podcast. Today I'm joined with Jamie.
Hello.
And also Mikey.
Hello.
That was nice.
Yeah.
What are we talking about today, boys?
Yes, so it is about Rome.
That's right. It was one we all went on, an old trip, 6 years ago now.
Oh, wow.
I mentioned it to my mum on my way over here. She was like, 6 years? I don't believe it.
2015.
Yep, that's right. Yeah. Man, wow. 2015, because year after America, and it was a smart boy trip. Only the people in like smart maths could go on it as well.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I thought they'd just want our money and be happy.
Well, you know, it was like set one and twos, but set three.
Maybe that's the teacher's way of eliminating all the stupid children that messed around.
I guess it's kind of like an encouragement thing, you know, to like work towards it.
I think it's a way of cutting off the people that misbehave because then they're in the lower classes.
Yeah, but that's not all the people in the lower classes that misbehave.
That's very true, I mean, Michael, but the percentage-wise... Yeah.
If you take us, for example, I don't think we behaved very well on this trip. And we were, like, the smart boys.
True.
By we, I mean me.
Child.
I was off the fucking hook this trip.
Back when we were good friends, but there were times that I turned around and pretend I didn't know you.
No, look, it's fine. I've apologised since then for the milkshake incident. So,
that was a good day.
We won't get into that.
That's okay.
But yeah, it was a smart boy mouse trip. If you guys want to run through it, I will fill in the bits and pieces that you miss out and forget.
Okay.
So we'll start with day one, flying. I have no idea where we left from. I couldn't tell you whatsoever. I imagine it was England.
We arrived in Italy.
Yes.
Which is where Rome is based.
That is
Rome
correct. That's where the HQ is.
Yeah.
That's substitute work.
HQ of Rome.
That's fucking great.
Yeah, I don't remember much, to be honest.
It was a while ago, so I can see myself like piping in a lot here.
Piping something, Ryan.
Well.
Do you not know what airport we went from?
Maybe it was Manchester, I think. Because I remember it was one that we hadn't been to before for one of these trips. It wasn't like an obvious one. And I feel like we would have wanted to get like the cheapest flights, you know? So
yeah.
But anyway, yeah, when we arrived there, the hotel was on that really, like, skinny, rough road, you know?
I think do you remember that area? Italy is like that.
Kind of is.
Small roads, not much space for vehicles.
Like, outside the centre, it goes into, like, a sort of, like, rough living district, which is where our hotel.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, I remember, I think, by our hotel, there was a restaurant that we went to, and we had, like, the same food multiple nights, which was, like, chicken, steak, chips.
As we'll probably say, yeah, it was like, because it was set menus. I don't know if that was like...
Oh, God, it was so...
I think it may have been like a easy thing for the school to do, just to like order in advance like 60 like chicken and chips.
It was so bad. It was the same thing every night.
It wasn't even Italian food.
It wasn't Italian food. It was like burgers and then...
Yeah.
Random stuff that wasn't. There was pasta once.
It was like
that was the most Italian.
It was like fish and breadcrumbs, right? So
I was like so annoyed because when I went to Italy before, I remember the food being so good all the time. So when I came on this one, I was so disappointed because it's like they just had that burger made in like Bristol and nailed it.
Over. Yeah, it was like a Weatherspoons burger. Just chuck it in the microwave.
That's so accurate. It was like,
but I also remember walking to that crappy place we went to on the first day. We walked past all these nice pizzerias and authentic Italian restaurants.
I remember that. So yeah, we passed all these places and we were really excited, and then it was down in some basement with cake.
Yeah,
it was bars on the
window. It was one of these restaurants you had to go downstairs into, literally like underground. We were on the way, we'd go past all these like nice fancy restaurants, like see everyone like all dressed up, having like the nice meals. Whilst we were on the way to this, like, I don't know, this not as nice place. So yeah, that's where we ate. But then, remember when we first got to the accommodation? I don't know, because it was, we got a room together, all three of us. You know, it's very exciting when you're at that age, because you can kind of, like, fuck around with your friends. And you
that's what you do when you're excited at that age, you fuck around with your friends. That sounds very wrong, right?
Yes. Well, you know, we hadn't had our experimental phase. But you leant out the window and you shouted, "What channel's the porn on?" And the fucking teacher shouted back, "Oi!"
I don't remember that.
Mr. Guesto, you say,
I remember shouting that. I was probably immature.
I was probably immature back then. Of course, now you're a well-rounded adult. You know,
immature adult.
You've had a lot of character development since then.
Yes, I can be an adult, but I can also be a child still.
But yeah, I remember I dressed up for Rome. I brought the suit, didn't I? I remember wearing the suit because I wanted some nice pictures for in Italy.
He wore a suit.
A black suit. Do you not remember like all the?
Thought he was weird because it was really hot.
Oh well.
And we're all in shorts and t-shirts.
Do you not remember like all the pictures I got in the suit?
No, sounds like
you phase out this shit.
He obviously wasn't looking when I showed him the pictures before.
No.
Did someone come up?
Yes. it was him tying his tie for like.
Oh yeah.
There you go.
I remember but I didn't see him in the. I don't remember. Like, it wasn't the photo of the suit. I don't think.
Well, I wanted to get some nice pictures, and you know, when you're like, I don't know, when you look to social media, you see all these sexy actors in like the magazines wearing suits and stuff.
So you were trying to be a sexy actor?
I was trying to be a stud in Italy, and I think I pulled it off.
Well,
a year later, when I saw my name at Beth. That's like, those, you know, it's not bad.
It's alright, I'm sure the little Italian girls were drooling over this tall British man.
Don't call them little Italian girls,
well,
please.
You were a little British boy at the time.
So. I was 15 years old, I was a young man. You know, teachers make a point of calling you a young man at that age because it's you're becoming an adult now. You're no longer a kid. You have to be responsible and whatnot, you know. So, yeah, I don't know. I enjoyed that. I got some good pictures in them. I brought the cowboy hat from America as well. And that was, like, the last time I ever used it because it got squished in, like, my luggage after that. And now it's like a deformed shape.
It's quite sad. I kept the fedora still. It's literally just a
hat as well.
Was this from Aberystwyth?
That was a good outfit that we decided to match on.
Yeah,
that was. Yeah,
I still have that T-shirt as well. I wore it at uni when we had shit shirt nights.
I think a couple of buttons are falling off my butt.
Right, do you guys want to? What else do you remember? Is that all for the first day? Do you want to move on to the second day?
I don't remember.
So all we said for the first day. Oh, we flew there and then went to that shitty restaurant.
It was pretty much like go to accommodation, settle in. We had our food. We didn't really do any activities that day. So it was like a short flight. I guess we would have got there like midday, something like that.
Yeah,
I assume so.
I remember we walked.
This is Alpaccio.
Stairs, There's the stairs.
This is the second day. Do you know what they call the fucking Spanish stairs?
In it?
Yeah, I know. There you go. A little bit of hot Italy lore for you there.
So in the first day, did we do anything before we went to dinner, or are we not?
I don't think so. Yeah, we fucked around in the accommodation.
I probably just said
this was the day I called up Mr. Because I called up a teacher's room. We played that song down his phone. Because for a bit of context, at the time, two of our teachers were together, and they put a fucking YouTube video up of them like miming Love Is an Open Door.
Oh yeah.
And they were wearing
noses as well.
And they rubbed noses, they had like the matching white jumpers, and everyone at school found out about it, like, so this was like, I don't know, the talk of the school. And because these two teachers were the same ones that came on this trip, we called up his hotel room, so all the phones were linked or something. And we played a fucking song down. He was like, Ryan! Ryan! Knew straight away it was me. I don't know. They were good teachers, though, right? Yeah, they were like very easygoing.
The woman was really fit as well.
Yeah, that's
my maths teacher. I wonder what she looks like now. Like a few years older.
Oh, God. Oh, you know what? We got a noise complaint, but that was it. And Mr. Guest was doing like rounds on my door saying, we got some noise complaints from like the hotel staff, so we have to keep it down.
He like stormed into our room chamber at one point.
I think so. We only watched like watching a weird fucking like Italian movie or something.
No. Yeah, we were, but no, that was afterwards. So he stormed into our room. I'm not sure which night this was, but he stormed into our room, went straight for the window, and it was like really mad. He's like, why is this window open?
Oh, I remember.
And then he's like, have you been shouting out of it? And we're like, no. He's like, well, next door said that you've been shouting at us, so he just left that.
Yeah, and it's like, little did he know that Ryan was there chucking loads of shit out of cars. I think
that night we hadn't done anything. So that's why we're like, no, it was not.
I'm pretty sure.
We may have done a couple, because I feel like it got worse every night. So that was one thing that we did on the first day. When we got back from the night, I guess we were like hyperactive or something. We started fucking around with like the toiletries, and we filled a shower cap up full of water and used it as a kind of water bomb. Dropped it out of this like 5-story building. It wasn't a
decent height up.
Yeah, we had to walk up the stairs every time as well. Like there's no lift in there. You know, we were in like, we probably couldn't afford a fucking lift. It was an old like proper European building.
Yeah, it was.
Like tiled floors really on like every floor.
It's a tough life travelling around.
I didn't even have a proper bed. You two had like the proper beds. I had like that low down sort of like, it was like a foot off the floor.
I wonder how you managed to get that one.
I don't know. How did that happen? I don't know.
Kicked him off the bed.
Don't know if I'm happy about that. I'm always falling short, you know. It's like when we went to London on the bus, and I had to sit next to a stranger. You two sat next to each other, and you two ended up sleeping. So I ended up reading a magazine, but it was just on the bus, and that was about Italy. It was about this article about a mother going on holiday with her son and like reconnecting with him.
Wow!
They went to like went to Naples, I think. They did like Pompeii and stuff. That's where they invented pizza in Naples specifically. There you go. Wow. Little Italy fact for you there.
I watched a film that was based in Italy not too long ago, and now I really want to go again.
I really want to go as well. Like,
there are so many places in Italy, right? Yeah. Because there's like, obviously there's Naples, there's like Venice, stuff like that. Yeah. We've done Rome.
Smaller places as well.
I just really want to go to like a really nice Italian restaurant in Italy. Have some red really wine. Nice food and red wine, Maybe the same film.
So day two, lads. What occurred day two? What do you remember?
Did we go swimming?
This was the third day, but we'll get to that. We did do that.
Because
we had the hotel breakfasts every morning, which were pretty good. Wasn't it like a buffet breakfast or something? No, doesn't ring any bells whatsoever.
I don't remember the hotel. I remember the phone stuff out the window.
I remember the hotel room. That's it.
Yeah, because we had accommodation. I remember where we had the breakfast as well, because it was also where we did that quiz on the second night, which we'll get to. I think it was the second night. I don't know.
Yeah, we did a quiz.
The quiz was fucking fun. Like, that came out of nowhere. It was like a little treat they had for us, and it was actually like a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
We came second, and we took the piss for a lot of the
answers. Was that on the second day?
I think it was, yeah.
So that was what we did in the evening.
Yeah. Mm. That was our evening activity in Italy. Our teachers kept us inside the hotel and we did a fucking quiz. Back at it, like, how much time did we spend in the hotel? Like, all the time that you could have gone out and done stuff, and were they kind of enclosed
us? Well, you know, there's only so much of money you could have, like, taken us, you know? Second day was the day with the Colosseum. That was cool.
Oh, it's just the Colosseum. So that was a day activity?
It was, like, day two was kind of, like, tourist day, where we walked around and looked at a lot of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Because we also went to the square where we got the picture of, like, the floating guy. You know, those...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's it. Yeah. That's the one main picture I got of myself on that trip.
Yeah.
So that's not on there. I think it was on there at some point.
That was a nice little square, because in my area, we also went to a proper pizza place. Like, we actually,
oh, yeah, we went to that.
We took ourselves off for lunch, and we actually got some proper pizza.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's,
yeah, it was pretty good.
That was pretty only decent meal, the only decent Italian meal of the trip.
No, like,
the
sweaty decent, fish.
And the only Italian
one. Yeah, well, because another one we went to the Hard Rock Cafe for.
This was this day as well.
So that wasn't even a fucking Italian meal. Like, but why would you go to Italy and have go to an American restaurant?
Well, obviously, for us, but, you know, there's Italian people there that are like, oh, this is fun for us, you know?
Yeah, but I'd rather have had pasta or something.
Yeah.
Well, let's have a little detour. What's everyone's favourite type of pizza? What's like a go-to?
Sweet corn,
really?
Yeah, I'll just go like a load of different veggies
I like sweet corn. I had a pumpkin-based one.
Pumpkin-based?
Yeah. Oh, I've done it with sweet... Well, I haven't done it, but I've had it with sweet potato.
I had it at this restaurant, and they did it with a pumpkin base, and it was really nice. And it was, like, sweet.
I went to this really nice vegan restaurant in Glasgow. It was so good, and they had these, like, butter garlic potatoes.
You may have told me about this.
And they had it to share, but I ended up having like half of it, and there was like six people at this restaurant.
Yeah.
And then when everyone had finished, I asked my dad if I could order another whole plate for myself. Yeah. Because these were the best like butter garlic potatoes that I've ever had.
Well, I found like anything sort of garlicky is very Moorish, you know? It's very like, it's very fucking tasty.
Oh, it was just so good. So I ordered a plate for myself.
Well, I'm a meaty pizza boy. We'd all have very different pizzas if we had like a pizza party or something.
Yeah, well, I don't like mixing meat. I don't want one type of meat on my plate. Do you know what I mean?
No.
No, I love it. I do sometimes love like some pepperoni, some chorizo, a bit of chicken, beef or whatever. That's different
because the pepperoni and chorizo basically.
Yeah, but I'd have it with beef and chicken.
No, I wouldn't. Don't like mixing. Maybe chorizo, because sometimes you can chop up chorizo really small. That's fine.
Yeah.
But like when people have like...
You're allowed that.
I don't know.
As long as there's not a barbecue base, then it's fine.
I will disagree with that.
Barbecue base is gross.
I'll disagree with both of you. Obviously people like it because they make it. And I'm that people.
Those people are gross.
Fuck you. With your fucking vegan food.
Vegan is good. Mm. It's so good.
But no.
They try so much harder.
But no, I wouldn't get like a... I would probably wouldn't be able to find like a barbecue based pizza in Italy. It's sacrilegious, whatever. Because anything other than like a margherita pizza is like not true pizza to Italians, right?
Well, I don't know about that, but like...
Well, traditionally. Some people, well, they'll be strict about it.
Yeah, I guess. So your favourite pizza would be a barbecue based meat feast?
Yeah. Domino's literally do that.
So
it's fucking delicious.
Oh, it would be so like... Meaty.
Domino's is such a fucking rip off. I ordered it once when I had
this podcast is sponsored by Domino's.
I would never normally. I was like, do you want to get that from Tesco? They've got a meal deal with fries and pizza. But it's a really nice one. I love it. It's such a nice pizza, big frozen pizza, and a side dish of like the chicken, popcorn, chicken or chips, dirty fries, and some dipping sauce for a five. I was like, should we go and get that? Oh, it's raining, do you want to go to the shop and then go in the kitchen and cook it? We can order it then. Looked at some like cheap places you can order it from. So, like, oh, what about Domino's? Okay. And that was like the first thing. It's like, oh yeah, we can do that, two pizzas and like something for £20. It's like, oh, can we get some cookies? And I was like, £4.95 for cookies.
Yeah,
cookies.
Yeah, gooey, right?
How about they walk down to Tesco and get them for £1? And
it sounds so cheap.
Yeah, I know. But
Domino's, it is expensive. I'll level with you.
Cheap,
so enough from your fucking money rant.
Yeah.
Oh god, where the fuck were we? Oh yeah, pizza. Yeah, I mean,
is this pizza on lunch? Our lunch on day two.
It was, yeah. And like I said, it's not like. I do prefer like barbecue basic meaty ones, but you know, I figured when in Rome, you gotta go for the classic. Because I did go for a margherita pizza.
I don't remember what I had.
It would have been a fucking pizza, I imagine.
Looks like. I don't remember.
It was quite. Fuck's sake. We're so old. We sound so fucking washed up.
Like, you could have
We're 21.
Anything. You said anything, and I wouldn't believe you.
Chicken nuggies. Oh fuck, we're so pathetic.
So after this lunch, do we do anything before we start the quiz?
We did loads of stuff in the day, yeah.
We saw the steps.
Did we see more tourist locations?
Well, I forgot to mention, because this was like a maths trip. When we went to the Colosseum, we whipped out those leaflets.
Shit,
and we were like, all right, time to do a bit of maths, like work out like the circumference or whatever. I don't know
That's why you need to be top set maths students to go on the trip.
We did like a page, like an A4 page worth like of maths questions, and that was it for the trip then.
Yeah.
That was our learning. Sacked off saying it was a math trip, like, it's just a trip.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it was the way to, like, encourage students to, like, work better or, like, I don't know.
Give them money.
Oh, well, we got
make
to go.
Make them feel more special.
We got to go, and that's the main thing, you know? So, after that, we did, like, the square, where we saw, like, a floating guy, we got a picture of him. We saw that famous fountain, you know, Trevi Fountain, the one that everyone throws, like, money into.
Oh, was it in the middle of a roundabout?
No, it was near the square I just mentioned. So popular.
Oh, yeah, the one with the thing squirting something out of its mouth. But...
Yeah, you're seeing, like, loads of, like, media and stuff. They make over a... Here's a fun fact. They make over 3,000 euros in coins a year, which all gets donated to a charity.
Oh, that's nice.
So you could make 3,000 going at night and picking up the coins.
Yeah, taking away from the charity.
You're biggest scumbag.
Move to Italy.
It was general, like, I don't know, sightsee day. We saw, like, the graveyard. There was something significant about it.
Oh, wasn't that... Is that thing where it's, like, lower down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a graveyard or if it's, like,
like a ruins.
Yeah, it's, like, the actual bit of where they had some Roman fight.
Oh, you guys remember that better than me.
Yes, I do.
It's, like, a whole square of Rome, because it's really random, because it's surrounded by buildings. But obviously, they found these ruins and artifacts and stuff, so they sort of preserved it and sort of, like, fenced off. But it's, like, this right in the middle of, like, city with, like, buildings all around it. It was really
But other than sort of, like, generally, like, just, like, walking around and seeing stuff, we didn't do much. We saw the Pantheon, you know, like, that big
building. That was really good. Cool. It was cool. It was huge. It was, like, black.
It was, like, a big...
It was huge. God. Well, like that.
He's a man who knows what he likes, okay?
It's just so... It's just, like... Very grand and impressive.
It's like this big sort of dome building with like a circular skylight beaming in.
Yeah.
And like we all got this picture standing in the skylight, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
But it was like very sort of majestic pictures, all looking fancy. I thought I got a good one, but I didn't know until afterwards. James was standing behind me with his head poking over my shoulder. Yeah, other than that, I guess the next like thing worth mentioning that we did is we went to Hard Rock Cafe. That's where we ate that day.
The best Italian meal you could get.
I remember that being nice though. That was
it was nice.
Definitely better than the usual places.
I remember someone threw like a straw or something at Ryan, and then Ryan responded by throwing a glass back at him.
So someone shot a spitball at me. So I threw a fucking full glass at them at their fucking head. And then Mr. Teacher came over and he was like, "What's going on here?" It's like, you dropped a glass, didn't you, Chris?
Yeah.
That's rubbing his head. He's like, yes, sir.
No, he was like, no. And then everyone said, yeah, you dropped the glass. Like,
That was so bad. That was a full fucking, like, that would have really hurt him. Somehow after that, we got on quite well. And I don't know how that came about.
Yeah, we did.
But no, that aside, it was a nice meal.
Because you had a short temper, that's why.
I don't think I had a short temper.
And you respond like a 5-year-old.
I don't think I had a short temper. I just... I don't know how to do pranks.
May I remind you of the milkshake incident?
No, you may not. I don't want to talk about the milkshake incident. I apologise for that. I'm still sorry. Yeah.
So we're on day 3 now.
Still day 2.
I don't think much happened after that. We ate food and then you threw more shit out of the
window.
We did that's when we did the Spanish Steps, and that's like, we got like loads of nice pictures because it was like the sunset. Every picture I've got of like the orange sky was on the Spanish Steps, which is like super nice. But second night was when we did the quiz, when we got back and we did the fucking Rome quiz. And we did not take this seriously. Like, we did like a lot of piss take answers when we didn't know the correct answers. And we went for a group named Lieutenant Sex Machine and the others.
How do you remember this?
I don't know. Some things I just do.
I do remember the team name.
I got a bit of a giggle out of the staff and everyone else alike.
Right.
But I got like some of our piss take answers as well that I remember.
What?
I know.
Oh my god. Because
one of the questions was like, what was the name of the film where Tom Hanks starred in Rome? And you said it was Tom Hanks Goes to Rome. There was one question where it was like, where was the women's tennis blah 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 held? And I said the kitchen. And if you remember, we had some girls marking our answers afterwards. And when I turned around to the table, they looked so unimpressed when we got to that question. I don't know. I don't regret that. There was a question about sports day.
And none of us were gone.
No, yeah. Because we all bunked up. Like, so just before this trip happened, we had our sports day, but we all bunked up. Me and Mikey went uptown to shop for the fucking holiday. Yeah. And Jamie, you just didn't show up to sports day.
Yeah.
And so none of us, like, as that question came up, we all kind of looked at each other as if, like, we don't know this fucking question.
Yes.
And I think, I don't know. Yeah, but didn't Mr. Guest, like, kind of pry? He was like, how do you know the answer to this one, boys? And we're like, we all got food poisoning or something like that.
Yeah.
It was something dumb. And there was another thing as well, because, like, if you remember Chris and someone else who went on the trip, he kept bugging us all day, like, earlier that day. Like, he kept, like, prodding me and, like, poking me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he would always poke you to get everyone's attention.
But, and
poke them.
We were like, stop fucking asking questions. And then when it came to the quiz night, something, I feel like Mr. Guest and someone said, like, who's asking the questions? Me and you both went, Christian. And I remember we got a really good laugh out of Mr. Guest. And that was so satisfying to me. I don't know, there's nothing better than getting a good laugh out of a teacher. Yeah, okay. But like someone, like, I don't know, someone cool.
It's like, you know, that time Mrs. Bond was trying to tie you off.
Oh, fuck. I made Miss Bond laugh in maths because I made a That's What She Said joke.
Yeah.
And she was like, because someone was like, oh, this was lesson so long. She was like, and she was like, I'll make it longer for you. And I was like, that's what she said. And she went off.
Oh, she said I had to send you out or something, but she was still laughing.
She took me in another room to tell me off. And like the whole time she had a shit-eating grin on her face. She's like, that was kind of funny. But that joke was kind of inappropriate. I don't know. It gave me like the classic teacher talk.
Yeah, that's funny though.
That was funny. Again, there's another time where I was like, that was so fucking... hit the sweet spot in me, you know. Okay, but yeah, about pretty much data after the quiz. You know, threw some more shit out the window as we did. Some more shower caps, more like shampoo.
So that's day two finished.
Day three was the water park.
Oh, was it? Oh, the water park was
good. We were really excited to see our maths teacher in a swimsuit.
Oh, for God's sake.
She wore a one piece and I didn't get a good laugh.
Oh, you meant you didn't mean Mr. Guest. You meant, oh, okay. No, interesting. No.
Mr. Guest probably wore one piece.
Fuck's sake. Fucking mankini. But we almost actually didn't get to go because that morning we fucked around. We went into that neighbouring room. We hid their telly and like we made a mess of it.
Oh yeah, but that was really annoying because they had like done something to us where they ran into our room spraying some screen everywhere. So we can't just prank them back.
Yeah, and like I hid their TV. Like Jamie mentioned something about we threw Pringles around.
No, because I was on the toilet this entire time. We realised they left their door open. And then we went back to our room. I went to the toilet and then, brought me out from the toilet into that room. So and you guys were all standing there like you're being told off. And like I looked around the room, the TV was gone. All their clothes were thrown everywhere. And then there's like sun cream and Pringles just splattered on the desk or something. Like, and they started having a go at everyone. I was like, what the fuck did you do? Like, I've got in the toilet for like 5 minutes.
We didn't throw any clothes around. It was already a mess. But
yeah, that they did themselves. Yeah. It didn't look good on us because we'd done some other stuff. Yeah,
Brian just moved the TV.
I unplugged it and hid it under the bed.
Yeah, something like that. And then, so we were just pranking them back with whatever they did to us. They came in our room and like were just messing around, like just put sun cream everywhere or like throwing our stuff, which was fine. Then we went to prank them back and then they go straight to teachers. It wasn't even that bad.
No.
But,
yeah. Then we got the classic teacher talk where it's like, look, guys, I know you're on holiday, you're like hyperactive, you're having a good time, but you know, there's limitations, you know. Gotta calm down. There's
limitations.
Yeah.
Ryan Burr in high school had no limitations.
I know, you fucking didn't. You
won. Yeah, we went to, it was called Hydromania, the water park was. I've watched some like YouTube videos of like the rides and stuff since.
Have a look at
Hydromania. It's the biggest water park in Rome, so like, we went to some pretty nice places to be fair.
Isn't it the biggest water park in Europe? Or was it?
I don't know, look it up, maybe.
It was a cool one. I remember there were big slides. And I remember water going up my nose and I didn't like it.
That's where you don't want water. Well, this is the place where... Well, like, I fell over pretty early in the day because I was like running and I was fucking... And it was wet. Oh, do you remember how fucking hot the concrete was to walk on?
Oh, yeah.
It used to like bake our feet. So like, unless... Like, if you weren't in the shade of the water... And it would cook your feet as you walked around, which is ideal.
You really fucking burn your feet so bad that day.
So whilst I was running around, I fucking fell over like an idiot because it was all wet there. And after I hurt my knee, I was like, I'm going to have a lie down. So when I started sunbathing under an umbrella and I kind of like closed my eyes.
And your feet were like just.
Well, this is the thing. As I was sunbathing, I kind of like nodded off, and the sun moved, and my feet were exposed to them. They weren't in the umbrella shade anymore, and I woke up, and they were fucking so hot. And then they became sun damaged, and they were like red for the longest time. Even to this day, if I get a little hot, I'll go really red.
Yeah, I've got the same thing in the back of my legs. Like it's just sun damaged skin.
It's
not good to have.
I don't really remember that much from the.
Well, there's not much to. I don't know. We just had a fun little water park. We did the rides. We went on that big steep, like you know, the big slide.
One
was fucking. I hadn't done anything like that before, and like the sides aren't that big, so like I was worried I was gonna fucking slide out. But no, it was good. It was fun.
The authentic thing to see when you've only got a few days in Italy is the water park.
Very
well.
I just think to it.
You're like, very critical on this trip,
like,
so far.
Like, if I was planning a trip, you know, you would take them to do. I would take the school kids to see like some of the bits of Italy and like you the know bits. Maybe a pasta making course or something like that, or like these things. Not like oh, we'll take them to the Hard Rock Cafe.
Should be fair. Like that, or water I don't park. Know. Or, 14-year-olds would much appreciate
pasta
making over a water park. See, 14-year-old again needs to go pasta making instead of a water park. Like, fair enough now, we'd probably,
you got to think as well, with the kids, like, if I go to a water park, the teacher's going to be like, all right, fuck off, do your own thing for 6 hours. We'll be here if you need us, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's like the littlest amount of work for them for, like, the most amount of time, you know? It balanced out quite nice. No, I enjoyed it. Then it was, it was a foam party there.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? That was interesting. We started dancing with some Italian kids who were about the same age as us. Oh, yeah, there was that thing we spoke about yesterday, Christian getting sucked in by the waves. Because Christian's quite short, and he was even smaller back when we went on the trip. And the lifeguard threw him a fucking ring after him to save him. So he must have looked like he was, like, struggling or something. Speaking of Christian, when we left the water park, we went and ate at that place where it had loads of bananas. And Christian was really weird that day, because he was like, I think Mike has got more chips than me. And he was like, I'm going to count my chips. He started counting his chips one by one to like kind of compare it to the amount of chips you had.
I don't remember that.
You don't?
No.
I don't know. I guess it was something weird, but I do remember. But yeah, I had all those bananas that day. I got sick from that a week after.
Well, there was wasn't there one restaurant, it might have been this one actually, where... We were so sick of these. It was the same burgers.
It was
and
the
fries.
Same shitty chicken thing.
Yeah.
It, oh,
and then we put them
it.
All in
a,
one.
Yeah, in a pile, and then we covered it. And then Mr. Guest came over and was like, "Oh, thanks, lads, for eating. That's really good of you."
Because no one else liked it as well, so no one else was really finishing it.
Yeah.
So he was like really proud that we'd all finished it.
And then he saw the pile.
Yeah. Then he saw the pile of one plate with like 9 chicken breasts on it, and was just like,
"It was so mad.
That's so rude."
I don't know. It's like it was gross, wasn't it? Because like
it was just
this was the third day in, so it wasn't like, you know, I think we were obviously getting sick of it. And like, that was it for pudding. It was just a single banana. That's why I ended up eating 5 bananas, because no one else would eat them. And I was like, fuck it, I'll have a banana.
Oh my god, the dessert was banana.
It was literally like...
They cheaped out on that so
it was like a banana on a plate.
God.
So, yeah.
That's what school trips get you.
I don't know. There were some good bits, but I guess for like... For 4 days, you gotta like cut corners in some places.
Yeah,
so I don't remember it being an expensive trip.
No.
Like it was
it's not like
I was fucking paying for it anyway. But yeah, right. Last day now, day 4. What do you guys remember?
Absolutely nothing.
Right, you, Michael.
Day 4. So it was after the war park.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Dear God. Well, there was, I mean, we had to pack up from the accommodation first, and if you remember, we had, like, loads of fucking plastic cups we had bought, so we could, like, pour our own drinks, but we had way too many.
Oh, yeah.
And we started making those models, like, we made a
model pyramid in the room.
We made, like, the big, like,
cups.
Paper cup tower. We did, like, that hangar tower coming down from the ceiling, which was weird.
Did we go to the Vatican as well?
Yeah, this was day 4.
We went to the Vatican, and we got to see... See the Pope come
Yeah,
out
he did a little
window.
Speech. Didn't understand a word of what he said.
Yeah, no. Or in Italian.
Couldn't really see him, but I got a zoomed in picture on my phone of
his
face.
Yeah, you can see the balcony in there. You can barely see him.
That was kind of cool, though.
Yeah, there was a bit we could look over the Vatican, which had a cool view as well.
Oh, was this the Castel Saint Angelo?
Exactly, that's what I was going to say.
This was cool. We got some good pictures there, us three, as well, actually. That was a nice little like, photo opportunity.
Yeah.
What does that look like in your photo of it?
It was the castle we went to just before the Vatican.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you got, like, a nice view of Rome.
Because, honestly, the whole time we were there, the weather was, like, super nice. It was, like, really hot.
It was.
Not a cloud in sight. Like, ideal, like, holiday weather, you know?
It was, like, classic summer Italian Italy. Yeah, really nice and warm.
Very nice indeed. Oh, this is when... We would have went to the Burger King after that. Christian fell over in the Burger King, do you remember that?
No.
He was coming up the stairs with his lunch, and he fucking fell, like a comic. Everything went in the air. And he's, like, a very vocal person, so he went, oh, no! Like, his fucking drink and food flies in the air.
Can you just imagine?
And the only reason... I remember laughing quite a lot, and I remember... The reason was because, like, the year before, when we was that trip to Drayton Manor, he did the exact same fucking thing at the cafeteria there. Like, oh, no, food goes in the air. It's like watching it in slow motion. But yeah, from a window, this is where we would have seen, like, someone try to rob Nasty.
Yeah.
They tried to, like, steal his necklace or something.
Yeah, they grabbed his necklace off his neck. They, like, yanked it.
Mm.
I was sitting by, okay, at Burger King, I got my meal first, and I was sitting down. I was like, oh, there's someone chasing that guy. and then I recognised the guy chasing it. That's Nasty.
Yeah, another Kadana trip, I should say. Yeah, that must have been quite fucking scary.
It turned out, because I remember he told it back to me, and it's like, this massive, there was these people, like, basically dropped him, grabbed the guy and fucking hit him. There was, like, this massive, like, bodybuilder guy that was standing outside a restaurant, just, like, dropped him, and then the police came over and managed to get the guy. So it was all, like, resolved quite quickly.
Yeah. It was, honestly, though, it was
very lucky.
It was so rough, though, being, like, a foreign country happening to you in, like, your 15.
I remember that was 15, and, like, in the middle of the day in a touristy spot. Like, it's not a, like, you're out at night or anything.
I know, when you least expect it. But if you remember, we got that picture of Mr. Guest talking to the police, and we sent it to the group saying, Mr. Guest just been arrested. Because it looked like we were having a word with him. But I guess he was just, like, telling him what happened and stuff.
Yeah. That would have been a stressful day, I'm sure.
But imagine if he found out that before, like, he comes back to, like, Perry Fields and he's like, what do you mean? I didn't get arrested.
I can imagine that was a fun incident report to fill out.
Yeah.
I actually don't remember much about the fourth day myself.
I think that was the trip.
It was kind of chill.
I just looked at the pictures. That was it. We went and saw the Vatican, the castle. We got to go around the centre bit.
What about the evening?
You picked up some penis pasta for your mum.
I did. I think I've still got it downstairs. Because obviously, why would we cut that as a family?
I don't know.
So still,
it's like a novelty.
It's still in there, I'm pretty sure.
Should we have it?
Give it to my children when they lose their virginity.
I don't know, has anything else that happened before we...
Just ignore that.
Unbelievable.
That was Rome.
We'll brush over that.
That's about probably last that long.
So what was everyone's favourite bit? We'll summarise.
Favourite bit?
Yeah. There's been quite a few sites.
I like the hotel room. It was very funny because honestly, Ryan threw lots of stuff out the window.
Just being in my hotel was funny enough. Because we were just, like, hanging out, talking. There was one time when we were, like, blatantly talking about, like, porn or sex or something. When you come in a room, Mike, and you're like, are you talking about salads? I don't know, I like the tourist day, to be fair, just walking around seeing stuff. The weather was nice. We got to see quite a few cool things.
Yeah. I also think the war park was really
nice. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was, like, a nice, like, chill day. We didn't have to, like, worry much about
people. Well, we didn't have to sit around with teachers.
I don't remember any other teachers that went. I just remember, like, this, like, two best ones, pretty much.
There was that blonde PE teacher who came.
Oh, head of Challenger.
Yeah.
She looked like, you know what, she looked like someone, she looked like a who from a fucking, what's it called? The Grinch. You know, one of the village people.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Because, she had, like, the upturned nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. That's it. Before we do the topic, I have a new segment now.
Oh, yeah?
Mm. It's called Did You Know? I will tell you something. It could be, like, facts, like an article or whatever. And you simply have to tell me if you knew it.
Okay. I'm a smart man right now.
Okay. Well, boys, did you know that all three of Europe's active volcanoes are located in Italy?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Well, now you do, boys.
Isn't Iceland in Europe?
I think so. Does that have an active volcano?
Yes. I think so. Well, I don't know if that did at the moment.
Maybe I have an incorrect source. I hope I don't have an incorrect source. Well,
if it's still active.
I've got the name of the places too. There's one in Etna, Vesuvius, obviously one in Pompeii, and Stromboli.
That's quite fitting considering the rest of the podcast was about Italy.
Well, that's what I tried to aim it towards. That wasn't a coincidence, sir. It was a method in one's madness, you know.
Smart and intelligent.
random question, random fact you found. Yeah. All the chances. Yeah.
It's a small world. No, I actually I prepared for these bad boys. There you go. That was a segment. Ready for the
second one? Oh, is it just one? I thought there's gonna be more.
No, that's just it. Just for one. The actual topic of the day, which is the other segment, is high school. We'll be reliving our high school experience today, boys.
Rather not. No, to be honest, it wasn't too bad.
Well, you know, high school was where I met you guys. So maybe
so
we can...
So cute.
Maybe, and, you know, it's also how we, like, did a lot of trips and stuff, like, bonded and whatnot.
Yeah.
So maybe before we get into, like, other things, we can talk about how you guys met me.
You were in English. You sat opposite me.
It was English for us.
I thought you, then you just hung around with us one lunchtime, and I thought it was because you knew me, but apparently you knew Michael better.
I do remember, see, I signed up for the London trip, and I knew both of you were going, and I was like, oh, these lads are on my trip. I should speak to them. That kind of, like, sparked the motivation, I guess, but it was science for us for Nike, right?
Yeah, we sat next to
him. We fucking, like, hit each other on the hand with an elastic band.
It was like an elastic band competition every time. It got to the point where we could just both just carry on with the whole lesson.
We had, like, this big dick competition.
Yeah.
And none of us would give in, so we just kept smacking each other. And somehow, you know, that cemented our friendship.
Yeah. In pain.
When you, like, you showed me the rest of the guys, like Danny and that, and when, like, because you guys hung out by, like, where the PE place was back then. You took me down there, and, like, Danny took me into the room, and, like, he showed me his phone, like, this old, like, shitty, like, I don't know, flip phone or something. And he was showing me this weird fucking porn he had. Like, look, we got my dad's porn on this phone.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I remember he was the one that showed all the weird videos of, like, the disgusting.
And it wasn't, because that was the first time. Like, before that, like, I'd never looked at, like, porn before. So this is, like, the first time I'd seen porn. And it was, like, one woman fucking another woman with a carrot.
With the carrot, I remember the carrot video.
So that was also my sexual awakening.
Oh, God.
Which is interesting. And I think I knew from that point on, like, yeah, these are the guys for me. Because who hung around? Like, obviously, Cameron was there. Who else would have been friends with Daniel you guys back then?
There. I don't know if James would have been there at that point. I don't think. No,
I feel like he was like a late addition.
Louis?
Right?
Maybe.
Probably Louis.
Danny.
Oh, yeah, Louis was in my form, so he was someone who I always spoke to.
No. We had... decent friendship group.
Yeah.
Decent size. Never bullied.
Well, no, we weren't unpopular. We weren't, like, you know, we weren't, like, top of the food chain. We were somewhere in between. We, like, we got on with everyone, right?
Well, I think because we knew a lot of people from our primary school. And then just not exactly friends, but people you know.
Well, we were all, because we all kind of, like, we were all in other classes and stuff. It meant we knew other people. And, like, we got on with, like, people we bumped into and whatnot. Mm. Yeah, our friendship group. We had a lot of people come and go, like, come and chill out with us. Chill, yeah, but we had, like, the A-listers. It was, like, us three and Danny. Maybe Cameron, because he was...
Cameron, Louis, James, Jack George was always there, pretty much.
I'd rank him B, because although he was like, there for, like a couple of years, I want to say year 8, year 9. After year 10, when you get split up into, like, the different classes, I feel like he started going off and, like, doing things with Cameron McKenzie then.
Not as much. I don't know.
I remember there was, like, some beef between the group as well, which I don't really remember, so I won't get into that.
Yeah, there was Ryan fucking... Was it Jack George or someone? They had a fight. Oh, really? There was a few people in our friendship group that had fights.
Oh, yeah.
That was quite funny.
It was for
two. Ryan was fucking savage as well.
Go on.
Ryan.
We got nothing to share about him.
I was like, I would pretend to be prefects at one time. And this, like, tiny Yosemite girl comes up to the door to come in, because the prefects, like, watch the doors.
Mm.
It's like a power trip for them. And then he just doesn't even say anything. He opens the door and just pushes him.
That's fucking awful. Because he was a big guy as well.
Yeah, he was a big guy.
Big, like, year 11 guy pushing over little year 7 girl.
We used to stand around the ramp, because it was like a one-way system. We used to, like,
yeah,
10 of us would be, like, lined up on either side of the ramp, so all the kids would have to walk in between us.
We had our own, like, rota. Like, at the start of school, before school started, we'd meet up, like, by, like, one of the places called the New Block, or, like, I know it was a Jubilee, it wasn't called. Then break times would have it, like, lunch in the hall. Then lunch times, wherever, like, we were allowed to go. Because it used to be the ramp, but then, like, we got banned from a ramp because we caused too much trouble. So then after that, we went from place to place. Fucking
nuts. It's so weird, like, when you think back to school, because obviously we couldn't go on our phones, and it's like, you had to meet up at the same spot, otherwise you wouldn't be able to, you'd have to wander around the school.
You'd be fucking lost.
Yeah, you'd literally be lost. If you didn't, if your friends had gone somewhere out the normal spot, you've got to fucking, like, wander around the school looking for, like a lost puppy.
I had to take a pack of lunches, because if I didn't, like, so if I went and just gone and got food at the cafeteria, I wouldn't have found you guys afterwards.
You would have missed out on a lot of fun as well. It's like...
So much shit happened, I know. We were like, I don't know, we're very chaotic, I think. Because of like all the shit we got up to. It was Danny who used to bully the dinner ladies.
Yeah.
So because like Danny was quite strong, so it was a dinner lady, a little old dinner lady would try to get out the door. He'd hold the other side of it, hold the handle so she couldn't budge it. Poor
we were so skinny, we hardly ate. Like we were just doing shit all the time. Like, we never really sat down and had a proper lunch.
Was it lunch 45 minutes?
Something like that,
It felt like 3 days.
It felt really long, and we would go at the end of lunch to get whatever was left over food in the cafe.
Yeah, but tell you what, some stuff, like some of the school food wasn't bad. Like, those wraps.
Yeah, they were the best ones, I think.
There was like the Friday deal with the chicken and chips. That was okay. That was like...
Yeah, no, it was alright.
You'd have bad days when like the chicken's like really sweaty and gross, but you've been like... I don't know, for the best part, it was okay.
I had chicken every single day.
Yeah.
Every single day. I had chicken every single day for the full 5 years I was there.
Fuck me.
Every single day, chicken.
Chicken.
Chicken wrap, or with the chicken box, or the chicken whatever the fuck.
Well, did you get like chicken pasta part too?
Yeah, chicken pasta
part. I was one of the few people that actually got like dinners as well. And on the Wednesdays was like cooked dinner day, where I get like meat, gravy and stuff like that. That was pretty nice. I was more than happy to take myself off and get one of them.
I remember Michael would sometimes get the pasta pot, and you'd always know if he ate it that day. Because it'd be around his mouth.
It would always be pasta like juice in like the corner of your mouth.
You could always tell.
That's fuck. I forgot about that.
It wasn't like a one-off thing. It was, you could tell every time.
I remember
you're like a big baby.
I do remember trying to like, I don't know, not have it that way, but I guess I forgot most of the time. That's
But yeah, if we weren't eating our food, Danny was like fucking throwing it at like kids or like windows and stuff.
Oh yeah, the ramp used to throw it down. All the weird kids hung out in between and down beneath us. It was a pure thing of social class, and he used to throw food at them.
Well, Danny, he used to like whip out a wagon wheel out of his bag, take a big bite out of it, and like toss it a little frisbee like the nearest poor fucker. It was like the froobs as well, you know, like the yogurts and the tubes that you stamp on and like it shoots out.
Oh yeah,
that was such a waste. Because I really like fruit. I still have fruits today.
Yeah, I mean, Danny probably wastes like thousands.
So much food.
Yeah.
Do you guys get like sometimes in the morning you're like not really peckish for like solid foods?
Yeah.
So that's when I go for like a yogurt or something. Like I could happily like live off then.
I have to eat some solid food in the morning or something.
Yeah. I need to have a good meal. I can't go any without skipping any meal or I feel sick.
Yes.
Granolas or cereal is a good one. If I'm not hungry, it has to be something. But scoff down. Yeah, if it's a late breakfast and early dinner, it's possible. But not if you've had breakfast at like 8:30 in the morning or 8 a.m. and you're not having dinner till 6. No, it's when the belly starts to rumble.
Speaking of liquid food, reminds me when we did. You know when we did DFV and I had like my beef in a pouch and it was like dog food. Oh, no. I had to like boil it in like. Fucking pot of water without taking it out of a bag when I poured it into a bowl.
Oh no,
it was like it's like how that's how cat that's what cat food's like.
Yeah, it did look pretty gross.
It looked gross, but it was fine. It was like a casserole or stew or something, you know. I like liquid food.
Pot noodles.
If I ever get comatose, I don't need to worry because I can just eat food out of a fucking tube. Yeah. It'll suit me.
Camping meals is what the proper adventurers eat.
That and flapjacks, just loads of. I mean, yeah. I had loads of flapjacks on DV too. That was like good camping food.
True.
A nice sugary energy treat, you know. Oh, I don't want to get into DV. It kind of sucked. Yeah. It was like pretty. I met Beth on DV, but like
I enjoyed DV.
Yeah,
great.
Picture as well.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we were Cameron when he was still relevant. I've taken Cameron's position in a friendship group now. Because you guys were friends with him in primary.
Yeah.
For how many years before I came into the picture?
Since like year three, year two.
No, before that.
What is it, year one? Year one or two. So it would have been 6 years. Year four, six, year.
Then I swooped in and took up the mantle of the buddy to you two.
A non-blonde one.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was about school, we were all quite smart. I'd say us three did well.
We were brainy boys. I mean, my GCSE, yeah, my GCSEs were fine. It was my A-levels that didn't reflect that, but that's fine. Oh yeah, we were, see, our friendship group was made up of loads of different people, though, so it was like, we were all from different sets. We just all, we all stuck around from, like, earlier on in high school, and we, like, met up. Because there was some lessons where, like, I'd be with Cameron, like, music and drama, but normally I wouldn't be with him, because he wasn't smart. to put it nicely. Have you seen Winnie Perryfield's logo now?
No.
Oh, it's
like five hexagons or something. It looks so trashy.
It looks really
shit.
I think they've become an academy as well.
Yeah, they have. It's
they haven't updated on the website.
Have they not?
It should be there.
Look up new Perryfield school logo.
I saw it. I think it's on Facebook.
I see it.
It's so trash, right? I don't know what they were thinking. If it was some kind of like, I don't know. They probably got one of the kids to design it.
Yeah, just, probably did.
Just to say like, oh, one of our prize pupils designed this puppy. It's fucking gross. Yeah. Well, I mean, that was like a nice crest, right? It's like very, I don't know, sort of traditional, like English high school-y sort of look to it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, I think it was better.
What the fuck do I know?
Who cares? Good riddance.
Good fucking riddance. Yeah. It's fine. It's rebranded now. We'll know, like, when we look back to Paris, when it was our era, because it'll have, like, our logos dyed around the place.
Good.
Anyway, there was the... What was that story you wanted to tell about that one lunchtime at high school?
Yeah.
When,
I don't really remember how it started, really, but I think you're like, someone else, were throwing
something. So Danny, as usual, was throwing stuff at people.
Yeah.
And he threw like a small, it wasn't like a big rock, it's like a small pebble. He threw it at the back of this girl's head. And she was like a big girl, right?
Very tall, yeah.
Very tall, very like, large. I'd say she was built.
She was built, yeah.
Then she turned around and she thought I'd like thrown something at her. She chased me through the building, like, up to, like, the music rooms in the school.
No, that chased you. You ran away from her.
Yeah, she was, like I said, she was a big girl, okay? And I've always been, like, a skinny guy. That's something that's never changed, you know? But yeah, she chased me through these music rooms, and I tried to hide in the drama room, and there was a staff meeting happening in there. So as I opened the door to lean in, all these teachers, like, turned their heads to look at me, and all they see from their perspective... And these two hands reach over my shoulders.
Yeah, just pull you back.
She fucking yanked me out. And then she swung me around like...
She swung you around like a rat.
You know in Avengers, where Hulk throws Loki around? Like he's a tea towel.
That's exactly what it was. It was like, you look weightless to her.
She turned me into a fucking rag. threw me around for a bit and tossed me on the ground. Whilst, I'll say, everyone was there, like, you guys, like five other guys, all laughing. Not helping, not intervening.
No, we're just laughing.
Just watching, enjoying the show. You're probably crying on the floor from laughter, like, paralytic.
I was sure.
If you wanted to help, which you didn't.
I couldn't breathe.
Exactly. But after she was kind of done, she walked off, and I wasn't happy with her.
No.
So I got up, I poured some water over, and she did it again.
Like a little child, really angry.
And then after that, I didn't have any water left, so it was quite kind of the end of that.
It was so funny.
But to be fair, I've never had like any bad blood with that, because she went to the sixth form as well, and I always thought she was really funny. She used to mouth off to like a really to a teacher like I didn't like, so that was always fun.
Yeah,
we put it behind us.
Good.
We could look back and laugh at it.
Yeah, that was so funny. That was so funny.
Honestly, so much happens during high school lunches. It's hard to pick out particular stories, but that one's always stuck.
It was always so eventful.
Yeah, that one.
Like, at least one thing happened each lunch.
Oh yeah, and like that's like five good stories a week, you know, for however so many years. But man, that one's always stuck with me. That story in particular. I think because we always bring it up, you know.
It was so funny. I really wish I could go back and relive that one.
Just
day.
Like, oh, if you could like rewatch any like first few minutes in history,
that
throughout all time and space, you'd go back to the fucking, you'd like be laughing with your, like your 14-year-old self.
Yeah, go on.
Another time, I remember, I don't know, as well as the dinner ladies, we weren't very nice to the teachers either. And one of them was Dr. Allison, and I called Dr. Roly Poly.
Oh yeah.
And when we went into the lesson after that, one of our teachers was like, you call them by their proper name, not Dr. Roly Poly. Oh god. Yeah, then obviously another one, most of the last one I've got anyway. On the last day I set up a fire extinguisher, didn't I?
Oh shit.
Because I didn't think I was going back. I thought I was done there. And I ended up joining the fucking sixth form. So by that point I'd stopped caring. Like, we bunked off a few times. Like, there was that time before we went on a Rome trip. Me and Danny just started walking out the front gate sometimes. We used to go down to the Chiffy or PE. In PE, we'd always say, like, sorry, sir, we forgot our kit today. Like, we don't have our kit. Like, write some fake note. We'd write each other's notes.
Yeah, I remember we'd always never want to do it. Or when we did, we'd just fuck around. But Cameron and I would, like, skip the first ones because obviously we'd get dropped off together and we just wouldn't turn up until after the lesson and walk in with everyone.
Well, this is a good... the end of the PE lesson. This is a segue from the lunches and, like, best lessons. Like, because I feel like it was science for me and Mikey. So a lot of stuff happened in science.
Yeah.
But with us, like, I had, like, PE with you and not many others.
Yeah, PE was fun. No, it was all of us but Mikey that had PE.
Yeah. So it was kind of like fucking... we went off the rails. I broke loads of equipment. But at the time, on the running machine...
We destroyed the gym and just...
So there was this one running machine where you, like... You
have elliptical to, like, machine.
Yeah, it was that one you hold onto the bars as well.
Yeah.
Well, I propped some stuff underneath, like, for Boston bit. And as I started running, like, all the back, like, it kind of exploded. Like, plastic blew off. And one of the teachers came and was like, what happened here? I said, sir, I was running so fast, it exploded. And he's like, well, don't do that again. But yeah, we broke loads of stuff, like badminton rackets and whatnot.
Yeah.
I'm not proud of this. I'm saying it like, you broke so many things.
Daniel got injured twice really badly. One time, it was like a tennis racket, like a badminton racket, broke and flew back and hit him in the face and cut his eyebrow.
God, I don't remember.
Another time, he was jumping on the trampoline and he was like a big guy. He landed on his arm and just snapped. And I remember just seeing his arm go up like above him in the air and it was bent in like an S shape.
That was really bad. See, I don't remember the accident, but I remember the aftermath and he was like wearing the cast like for ages. Yeah. That was fucking awful, actually. I completely forgot about that. It was funny.
That was the top lesson as well, because I had, you guys did stats, but I did extra science, and obviously like for the second year we did general studies for 1 year and then extra science where it was literally an unqualified teacher doing practicals and stuff with us. And I remember none of us would ever do it properly, and one time we made paper planes, set them on fire with the Bunsen burners and were throwing them around the classroom.
It feels like
so funny.
It feels like a filler lesson they kind of did then, I guess. Just to if you weren't doing stats for a language, it's like something for the other kids to do, you know. But yeah, other than PE, I don't really know what we did, because we had drama and music together. That was one where like
year nine.
Yeah, that was kind of fucking fun. That was like another piss take one where, like, the teachers, like, for the first 5 minutes, it's like, here's what you're doing. Then the teacher would bugger off, wouldn't they? Yeah. So you could like just do what you want. You fucked around with a lot of things. But I taped Cameron to the chair in drama as well. And when my teacher saw him, he said, Ryan, stop wasting school equipment. Not like, not stop doing that to Cameron. It was like, that's a waste of sellotape. Stop that. But yeah, we kind of just did our own thing in those kind of lessons. Like, we didn't really feel like we were actually doing stuff. It was like, extended break time or lunchtime, you know? More time for us to kind of piss around.
Science was really good.
Because, we always teamed up for the practicals, which were a lot of fun. I don't know. There was a lot of stuff I could talk about. I squished up that liver as well for the dissection experiment and I threw it up the wall. Oh, and Miss Bragg said, oh, someone's missed the bin. That was fucking funny. There was that one, remember we had that new girl join our class, and on that same lesson, we did that experiment with energy drinks, and I kept drinking them and drinking them, and I threw up behind her, and you said, welcome to Berryfields.
That's so chaotic, you just fucking spew behind her.
That was so class.
You drink all those energy drinks, spew, and
it was like, it was one of those it was one of those moments where your comedic timing was on point. You're like, welcome to Berryfields. Because there was that time as well when a fight broke out in front of us in the hall. Like, two girls started fighting. We literally sat in front of them, and I just handed over some crisps to you and you started fucking munching on them. Oh god, I don't know. We had some funny times. Had some funny things happen.
That girl going home to a bar. How's your first day?
News going
like
right? The skinny boy spewed.
Some skinny boy vomited in class.
Yeah, fuck's sake. Yeah, because it was like, it was one of those things where you test like a reflex. I was having those energy drinks, and Miss Bragg was like, "These are all going to go to waste. Who wants them?" It's like, I will. So I ended up having like fucking like six energy drinks in the space of an hour.
God,
that's fucking stupid. Another one I really enjoyed with you was IT, because that was one we had, you know, Mr. Guest for, the guy.
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed IT.
Because when when we have to do like our practical stuff, be turning 11, we got given those pies where I got Tetris on mine.
Yeah.
And every lesson, I'd do like 10 minutes worth of work and like 15 minutes Tetris.
Yeah.
Or someone set up like a Minecraft server as well.
Yeah, that you can run Minecraft on there.
We could fuck. So we set up like, this didn't last long, when we briefly set up like a Minecraft server that the fucking class would play on during computer science, which is fun. And then like, another thing to fun to do was always just fuck around and paint, do some like weird paint artwork.
Yeah.
I mean, I got called up once because obviously the teachers could look at your screen, and then Mr. Guest caught me doing some like weird like fucking Shrek picture of fucking donkey. It wasn't normal. It was the funny thing to do at the time, but looking back, it was like some really weird graphic picture.
Well, I did enjoy loads of all
these. Just to click work to you, right?
Yeah, you have a good time there.
Hmm. Everyone used to take off the keys off the keyboard as well. That was something weird.
Yeah, you could put them off in different locations.
Well, that's what we like rearranged them to make different words and stuff, which is funny. Some people like took it too far and just like fucking just remove them. So like I don't know, you'd sit in on one lesson like you miss half your keys on your keyboard because like they've been stolen or like tossed. Because you know, at the end of the day, we were, I don't know. I feel like we were kind of fun going. Whereas some people are just, like, straight-up chappy.
Yeah. Well, some people, yeah.
Like,
there's definitely a line where you start just, like, breaking everything.
Yeah, we had, like, a sort of, like, unspoken, like, code. Like, there were some things we were, like, cool with doing, you know. If it comes to throwing food at little kids, we'll do it any day.
That's totally fine.
Comes to, like, taking some keys off a keyboard so you can't use the keyboard. So that's not on, you know.
Keyboard's worth more than those kids.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because we used to do it. We used to pretend to be prefects, but then there was that time we actually, like, kind of did it, right? Like, I actually, like, took it up, because Mr. Meredith was like, oh, you should sign to be a prefect, you're good at doing this. It's like, okay, so I went down and got my little prefect badge, so still got it
home. I don't remember that, no.
Well, no, I actually took it up, because Mr. Meredith said, oh, you're quite good at that. Are you a prefect? No, you should be.
Well, you used to pretend to be, because it's better pretending. Well,
yeah. Just to get off on the authority, I guess. What other lessons? I feel like we've mentioned all the best ones, to be fair. Other things happening in high school. Let's. I guess we can start summarising, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was good to, like, kind of be forced to hang out with people. That was always, like, the highlight, you know?
Well, you were never really, like, you always do something.
Yeah. And even if, like, usual people, like, group of friends weren't there, there's always someone to hang out with, right? Or, like,
something
you can, like, fuck around and do. So there was a few things, like, because I did art, I always went to, like, the art classrooms at lunch, because they always set us up to do, like, you know, projects we had to work on in our own time. And there's always been people there I get to, like, speak to and hang out with. Yeah. Like, I actually can't think of anyone. Louis. Louis was there. Louis was kind of fun.
The guy that normally hung out with us anyway.
Yeah,
I guess he was. I've just forgotten a lot. Obviously, it was a while ago. A lot of people I've just completely, like, just repressed and forgotten about.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a story. I threw a rock at that baby.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So, I don't know, just for fun one time, it sounds bad. We were just throwing pebbles over a fence because we were bored. And then the school got a complaint that some rocks almost hit their baby.
Yeah, in their garden, yeah.
So the way this parent describes it is that they left their baby out, like, in a cut in their garden, and then some stones started raining down, like, around it. Which I think is bullshit. I think they just wanted to complain about the rocks being thrown into their garden.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be happy about that either.
Well, no, but, you know, the baby thing seems a bit much, but whatever, that's fine. So I got called out of class one time. I had to go fetch the person I did it with. It was probably, like, Danny or someone. I can't remember who. Or Jack George.
Why did you get in that much trouble?
No. And we had to go down and say sorry to this woman. And when we apologised, I said, no, don't say sorry to me. Say sorry to the baby. I looked down at his fucking, like, 6 months old and say sorry into his cot. So ridiculous. Yeah.
I just said no.
No. Sorry.
Apologise when you can talk.
But no, you're absolutely right. We fucked around a lot. And I never got a detention. I got given one, but I didn't have to do it.
You always got away with things. You know?
Well,
you're really good at not getting in trouble.
I'm statted in charisma. Or maybe it's stealth, but stealth or charisma.
Stealth or charisma,
because the fire extinguishers was done quite a few. I swear it was done more than once. Between the group, it was done a couple of times. Mm. Because
it was one of those missed ones. It wasn't like a foam one.
Because you would get...
So we didn't leave a mess.
You got caught doing it, you'd get isolation, but no one ever got caught.
Oh, isolation. Do you remember isolation? Fuck. I forgot about that.
I don't know.
Oh, well, I never didn't get caught.
Yeah, I would say I could count the detentions I had on my hand. It wasn't many.
A while ago now. I've forgotten so much of it. I should have started writing my notes back then. imagine the diary. Or like the log of every like lunchtime. Like,
oh my god.
Danny throws wagon wheel. Little girl cries.
You'd have to lock that up, they're fine now.
Probably getting chores. Bully to your right,
oh, there was a sex days as well, which was sex head stuff, and I was waving a fucking condom around in the Catholic dinner lady's face. Oh, <God. laughs> We were shit. I like to think I've matured now. I talk about this like I'm proud of it, but it's in the past. It was funny at the time. Still a bit funny now.
I think it's funny, yeah.
It's funny. You can't, we never can't really, take we things never too really seriously.
Major harm.
We never had like fights and stuff, you know? We weren't assholes.
The most expensive thing we probably damaged was about using
bikes. The mental health of some kids.
I scarred you as well, didn't I?
Oh, fuck. We had we played with, like, some fucking sharp poles in, like, the pee
room. As you do.
Because we used to hang out near the pee rooms. So we just sometimes used to go in there.
Open. Oh, I'd be so excited when it's open.
Because sometimes it was, like, a door that could be locked. But on days it was unlocked. Or it's like a field day. We'd go in and play with all the equipment, like, jump on the mats and shit. And, yeah, we had, like, a fucking sword fight. And you cut my thumb, which is still a little scar to this day. That was fun.
It always reminds you of me.
Yeah, I've got a reminder of you. Maybe I'll like
superior sword skills.
Maybe I'll tattoo over it or something. Yeah, like a little
smiley face.
Like a sword, like pointing it at trade by you. Do we want to share the milkshake story, Jamie?
No, it'll bring back too many traumatizing memories.
That's fine. I feel like
did you go home that day?
He had to. No, I feel like the fact that we leave it unsaid now, we've brought it up a few times. It's like the blue balls, you know. I kind of like, but it's. It's like, you know, the fishing trip in Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah.
It's like, it feels like that. All right, let's wrap up. That was high school. That was fun. I don't really have any particular highlights, apart from hanging out with you guys. That was the highlight. Meeting and you guys.
The trips as well.
Yeah, oh, the trips are fantastic. We did London, we did America. There was DB, if you want to count that. There was obviously Italy, we spoke about today. And I did Germany, which you guys didn't do.
No.
That was fun. Oh, Belgium as well. Fuck, honestly, I did really well.
The skiing trip.
That's when you didn't you bang your head like
this? Yeah, I hit my head. Yeah.
Oh, I pulled a little trooper.
Astrid Hospital, very nice.
Yeah, meeting you guys. That was that was my highlight. Now so he's bullying all his kids. No. Oh. All right. Well, before we end, do you guys want to shout out any social medias? Where can people find you, Jamie?
Jamie. WF.
Michael.
Go on, actually, I don't know what it is.
Your Insta?
No, I don't remember what it
is. You would have said it on a different one, I guess. Yeah. So, re-listen to an old episode.
I think I changed it recently, I don't know.
Oh, really?
I don't know if it's the old one or not.
Well, if people want to follow the Burr and Friends Twitter account, it's at Burr Friends. Other than that, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me. This has been a blast.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thank you for reminding us of this, the great times.
The good times, the best times.
Don't tell bad times.
End recording.